All right, welcome back. 14 minutes gone past four. And, well, of course, before now, I told you I'm supposed to have someone to have this particular conversation we will be having at this point in time because of the nature of the subject, right? But I will not be able to have a... that's conversation. Okay, not the entire conversation though, but I would not be able to have my guest because I was hoping to have a telephone interview with him as he would not be, wouldn't be able to come here live. Okay. But then you and I can still have this conversation because it's something that affects you. All right. Everybody who lives in River State, one way or the other, this is something that should concern you when we're talking about security in the vicinity where you live or in the environment where you live. It should concern you. You should have something to say concerning that. But right now, our phone lines are still down. And I do hope that the phone lines will get working in a matter of time. Pretty soon, actually. All right. So we will talk about the curbing daring criminality in River State. But we'll just be looking at some of the stories or some of the happenings around town. Okay, you could also tell me the kind of criminal activities that are going on in your area. All right, but you will have to do that by sending me a message via WhatsApp or Facebook or Twitter. I cannot take your calls. So help me, do me a favor and send me those messages right now. Okay. What are those criminal activities going on in your area? Because you might not be a security expert to, you know, bring up the suggestion or the solution to the problem, but you could also have something you think that could work. All right, so you could share that alongside what you'll be sharing. So do well to talk to me because I would like to hear from you. What are those criminal activities going on in your area? So we already have about two stories in the news, two or three of them. Okay, there are so many stories we have in the news, but I was highlighting just two here, and this had to do with armed robbery attacks. One happened at Cornerstone Junction on Tuesday night. The other one happened just yesterday, Thursday, and that was at Rumawolu. That's where this one happened. Same mode of operation. Armed robbery attacks, and the target people were POS operators. So some POS operators were robbed in these places I've mentioned, Rumawolu and Cornerstone Junction, Ozoba in Port Harcourt. And then there's also been these complaints actually of cult activities. You know, people have talked about how they're being harassed and robbed by some cult boys around the Rumokuta axis of Port Harcourt. So this one is also another thing or another criminal activity that is going on there. Crime in different parts of the state. So it's really, really important that we bring this up. All right. So it's really important that we bring these up and then let's... I'm sure the police is listening. Probably some of these issues, they are not aware of them. Maybe because people have not gone to report and they do not know that these things are happening in some areas. So you can do well to share them now. All right. So send me messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Send me the messages to that number. I think you can actually do text message to that particular number in case you are not on WhatsApp. Okay, so I can actually read them. And it's telling me my device battery is low. Don't worry, I'll take your messages, all right? So just keep them. So keep them coming. I would like to hear from you. Okay. All right. I'm laughing because I just saw a message someone sent. The person says, "We have no criminal activities going on in my area. We don't live in the trenches." Signed, billionaires. Who are these billionaires, please? Okay, so talk to me. So send me messages. Get on Facebook as well, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Like the page and then let me have your comments. We're not just looking at Port Harcourt, Rivers State. Whatever it is that is happening in your area, please do well to share. There are some crimes that happen in some places and the people around there, they've found a way around it. They've mastered how to not get caught up in it. But then someone who's visiting becomes a victim because they do not know that such crime is going on there, or such criminal activity is going on there. All right. So there are some people who know that their area is like a no-go area from 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. So they just know that no matter where they are, they must be home 7 or 8 or whatever the time is. They just try as much as possible just to cross a particular area. They just know that there are some boys who are just out there to cause trouble. So they just know that at this point in time, at this time, I will not cross this place. If I'm crossing, I must go with 2-3 persons who will be more like a shield for me. So you tell me what's going on in your area. That's what I want to hear from you. All right? Because it's really, really insane that some of these things happen. And they do not happen in even the trenches where this person mentioned. They actually happen in the city. You see, people are walking. People are around there. And some guys, they just come up and do what they do and go away. It's crazy. I remember sometime, was it? I'm going to have to look for that story. There was a time that even the governor himself mentioned impunity as a problem. He said that is, I think I have to Google it. Something about crime and the way it is carried out with impunity. I remember he talked about something like that. Over time, I guess that I was supposed to have before now, Dr. Mike Chukwuma. Over time, he's talked about how community policing is one thing that should be brought into the fight against insecurity. It is something that will help to curb criminal activities. If we do not get the natives involved, the police cannot do everything. They need people to inform them of what is going on. Even if they have cameras here and there, someone has to man the cameras, right? Someone has to man the office where they have the computer or the monitor to sit down there and actually monitor the cameras, right? And they can't have cameras everywhere. We don't even have that. Do we have cameras in the streets of Port Harcourt? I don't think I've seen anyone. But hey, you talk to me. All right. So that's what I just want to hear from you. This is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. And of course, you can send me those messages on WhatsApp, on Facebook, and on Twitter. So keep them coming and let's talk. So some armed robbers attacked some POS operators, a betting shop and provision stores at Cornerstone Junction in Port Harcourt on Tuesday night. Now, eyewitnesses say the robbers came in a blue-colored golf car, took away cash and personal belongings from the victims. Let's hear from one of the eyewitnesses, or some of the eyewitnesses. They actually said something. Where's the number? Okay, here. Okay.
Tuesday night, they rob me inside my shop. They are from inside, starting from POS. See, as I'm inside the shop, before they are shouting my name, I should run, go on, go on, go. And I left my shop and carry my phone and run away. Then I enter and carry my money.
You know, here is a park. We normally hustle from here. So police normally come us back. I've seen the guy with the gun, but I didn't know, but my attention was not just there. The guy now started walking close to me. Now pointed gun. See me again, mine. They stand, they look, okay, they look me at me. That was how I now ran back.
You see, just a collect money. So as they rob the guy, we don't know. As they come at gate, don't close. Oh, I'm part long the gate. So I see hold the phone like this. And they come, drag the phone back. And the gate turn, they come, point and go.
Okay, so those are the eyewitnesses, not just eyewitnesses. I think they were also victims from what you heard, what I heard as well. Now, yesterday, being Thursday, some robbers were caught by OSPAC alongside the police after the gang robbed some POS centers around the last bus stop in Rumagolo area. Now, the eyewitnesses who spoke say they came in an SUV. And of course, there are also complaints of harassment and robbery by some court boys around the Rumokuta axis of Port Harcourt. Now, we have some of these criminal activities going on in the city and in some parts of the state. Yes, we have the police. And from one of the stories I already shared with you, that they were caught by police and that's alongside OSPAC members. I'll be back in a bit, and of course, keep those messages coming. I can see them, and I will read them after the break. Just stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back now. My name is Constance Mega, and this is Hard Facts. All right, so back to what we are talking about. Criminal activities. So I found the story I was looking for. It's something Governor Wike said in 2021, something about impunity. Looking at the reports filed by Channels TV. It says, River State Governor Nyesom Wike has identified impunity as one of the major factors responsible for the security challenges in the country. And then quoting him here, he says, we're talking about insecurity in this country today. What are those factors that have led to insecurity? One of such factors, as far as I am concerned, is impunity. Everybody wants to do whatever he wants to do, regardless of the law. They don't care. So he said this in 2021, 0908. Now, which one comes first? 8 is August. Sorry, 8th of September. 9 is September. That was when this story was put up here on the channel's website. So he says part of the crisis in this country today is because of impunity. So that's what we see. That's what I actually see from the stories so far. Some people doing what they're doing, not even checking or calculating. What if it goes wrong? You know, the other day I was saying, before you tell yourself, I'm going to carry out a criminal activity, how about you ask yourself, if the law catches up with me, what is the punishment like? If people catch me, what will they do? You know, we also speak against mob action, but it happens. It actually does happen. And then you would expect that somebody would see some of the stories some of the stories about mob actions being carried out and how people are mobbed because they went to steal something or they went to hassles on people, you would think that they would have a rethink, you know, tell themselves, I don't want to be in that person's shoes. What if I go for this particular activity? Yeah, I'm going with my friends, my fellow cult members. What if we go there and the people are just in the mood to fight back and they actually catch us? What is going to happen? What if they decide not to hand us over to the police? What is going to happen? Well, I'm sure they do not think that. Thinks Doctor from Alakahe says, the criminal activity going on in my area. Okay, so this one is an allegation now, and it's against the police. Interesting. He says some of them are extorting money from motorists from 7 p.m. daily. That's what this person shared with me. And then another person is sharing something else. Okay, I can't even read this one on air. It has nothing to do with what I'm discussing right now. So I'm going to leave this one out. All right. So the one I want to hear about is what is going on in your area. That's what I'm asking. And if you can as well, what do you think can be done to curb this kind of criminal activities we have going on in the state or even in the city? If you live in Port Harcourt, where young men can just decide to go in their numbers and collect things from people forcefully. Carry guns, carry a knife. As I remember some of one of the eyewitnesses from the story yesterday said they go about with kitchen knife and they're harassing people. The one that's happening at the Rumokuta axis. Well, I'm sure the police would do something about that. I just want to believe that they will do something about that. There's no way they will not be aware of that thing happening over there. Because it's something that would make a lot of people decide to look for another way to go home. If I'm going to go home through Rumokuta and I will be harassed, I'll start thinking of another route to take. Someone who wants to set up a business wouldn't want to go over there because they are checking. Will I be able to stay till 7, 8 if I'm doing my business over there without any hurdles? If I can't do that, then I should better look for another place to go to. Right? Yeah. So you tell me, what have you witnessed that's happening in your own area? Criminal activities, that's what I'm asking you to share with me, that's happening in your area. So you can send me messages either via WhatsApp or via SMS to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Or you can head on to Facebook now, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then on Twitter, it's Nigeria Info PH. That's what we have there. Good evening. Please, I would like police or drug agency to come to my area by Iwofe St. John's 3D Hotel Street. Let them come without uniform. It's turning into a jungle. They say Iwofe St. John's 3D Hotel Street. Why are you asking for a drug agency? What is going on? Are they peddling drugs over there? Imo Mike, I'm seeing your message, but I can't read what you have sent to me because that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, but it's part of it. You're saying, okay, this is your own suggestion of how to reduce criminality. But this, your... No, jungle justice is a no-no. My name is Matalayi Osaro from Elime. Insecurity is... you say the criminal activities going on in my area is the people that sell condemned crap. They will enter your compound and push your car away or even push any car on the street. After doing that, they will take it to a place where they will destroy the car and sell the parts. Car. How come? You say this is happening in Elime. Wow, woo. This is incredible. If it is really happening over there, how come they would come and push your car? How are they able to do that? Is it that they come with the master key thingy and then start the car? Like, they start pushing a car that is parked. How many stories like this have you had? I mean, people from LMA should please talk to me. Let me know what's happening over there. Is this one thing that happened over there? Yeah, even if it happens to one person, it is already one too many. It shouldn't happen to anybody. But if it's happening... All right, if you are in Elime, please talk to me. I want to know what is happening over there. So this person says that some guys, they go push people's car from the street and... Take the car away, yeah? Said they will take the place to the car to a place where they will destroy the car. Okay, now let me also get this. You see some people pushing cars. Is this something they do at night or in the daytime? Because I can't even understand how you see people pushing a car and there's nobody driving the car or something and nobody's questioning them. Is this something they do at night? Probably it's something they do at night. Those of them who sell that condemn. Yeah, there have also been reports of how they go into people's compounds and pick things that the people just kept there. Maybe a generator or any other thing that is not even scrap. It's not something someone wants to throw away. It's something important to the person. Well, let me see what we have here on... someone says on Facebook, MC Mac the Great says, we need CCTV camera in every street and junction. CCTV. All right. Wisdom Elijah says, first, you need evidence and it can be gotten through cameras. Streets, secret cameras. Install in strategic places. Entrance of a street, junctions. If you hold me and ask me where I was during the hours of so-so and so, with the help of those footage, you will know the right person to ask such questions. Not arresting anyone on the streets when or after an incident occurred. All right. Thank you very much for that suggestion there. The infiltrated security we are having is as a result of the compromise of some security agents on their job. Oguojo Justice says some bad boys are their friends. Okay. Thank you for your message there. Thank you for your message. I'm sure this, the police authority can also hear this to checkmate their men as well and find out the ones amongst them. You know what they say, that there's always a bad egg. So I'm sure it's the bad eggs amongst them. Over time, we talk about what's going on, even in the police force. And then sometimes you hear some people say, there are good policemen. I have met good policemen, but they're not much. And then you hear some other person say, I have met plenty of them. But the problem is that there's this thing about evil. It just has a way of spreading so much. You know, it begins to sound like that's the only thing that is available. That's just a problem. Still, Matalayi Osaro from Elime says they do it at night. It happened to a man very close to my house. They pushed his car away at midnight. Up till date, the man can't find his car. So some in Elime now, from what you're saying, someone's car was pushed from the street. From his street where he parked the car. And he can't find his car. And why do you think it was pushed? What makes you think it was pushed? I'm sure the man doesn't sleep on the streets. He was sleeping inside his house. So what if they had their own key that they came with, started the car and drove off? Or maybe you think the car is quite noisy. There's no way they would have started that car without anybody coming out. So you think they pushed the car? Well, anything is possible, actually. There's a possibility of some stuff happening. Anything is actually possible. All right, let me get back to what I have on Facebook. All right. Young Henko, thank you for your message. Moving on now. I would still like to have your messages. You can send them via SMS. I said this earlier, in case you are not on WhatsApp, you can actually send me SMSs. And the device is screaming critically low. That's the battery. I'll need to charge this so that I'll be able to still read messages that I have coming in on WhatsApp. I think it's Matalayi who's still typing. Okay, so I'm still taking those messages and I'm asking you, what do you think can be done to curb the kind of criminal activities we have going on in River State and, of course, in Port Harcourt? And also share with me what you have seen happen in your area. Good evening, Carl.
Hello, Constance.
Hi.
Decided to just also chip in here.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be, should I say, a systemic thing. It just cannot just happen to curb the rising spate of criminality in Rivers State. The reason why you will continuously do or maybe perhaps start to do a particular thing is if there are no repercussions. Mm-hmm. If there's no repercussion, you will keep at it. If, for instance, I see perhaps I steal a vehicle today, or I hear someone steals a vehicle, and maybe in the matter of minutes, hours, or even days, the person is tracked and the person is arrested, and the person eventually feels the full weight of the law, it serves as detriment to every other person. It's as simple as that, you know. People are encouraged to continue or perhaps to get on with an act because there are no repercussions. We'll go back, perhaps, back to the beginning, and some will say training. Indeed, some people perhaps did not get good training. That's true. Definitely. But some got the training, and they will tell you that the pressure of the times have actually gotten to them. You got good training, you have no job, you have no food. I'm not giving that as an excuse. I'm just trying to tell you what people will tell you. They will tell you no job, no food, nothing to lean back on, to fall back on, pressure from perhaps family, the kids and all. Then you are forced to perhaps commit a crime. That shouldn't be. Even if the pressure of life gets to you, or the pressure of the current times gets to you, if the system was working, it will be a deterrent because you will still think, that's not an option. But today it's an option because your mind tells you it's an option because nothing may happen. Nothing may get out of it or nothing will come out of it. So your mind tells you it's an option. But where you get, we get to a point where we know that something will happen. There are repercussions. For every action I take, there's a counter reaction. For every perhaps bad thing I do, there's a repercussion for it. Everyone perhaps may stay in check and not do. That's the only way we can curb the rising speed of the criminality. We can preach and get to know, preach today and tell people this is wrong, this is bad. But if people feel they can get away with those actions or their actions, they will continue with it.
So how about a situation whereby young people join cult groups and they're not doing these things because there's no food on their table. They're doing it because they're in a group where you have to show working and this is part of what you have to do.
Yeah, peer pressure. That's one thing we've had right from time. Unfortunately, the things that we think are a fad at the moment, the things that we think are in, they are funny things. I'm sure when you were growing up, when I was growing up, there are some certain things perhaps may be required of you, some certain things you may need to do to show that you belong or to show that you are a happening guy or a happening baby, you know, stuff like that. It's quite unfortunate that also moral decadence at this point in time, that some of the things that you need to do to show that you belong Back in the day, you not easily think of perhaps shedding blood. You will not, you know, even if it was a scam, it will not be outright robbery or perhaps, you know, the violence we witness now.
Yeah.
So these also has come with the upbringing we have. We have become so modernized, we become so liberalized, we become so civilized, and we've accepted lots of stuff that comes from out west, compromising our own culture. And now we think that's in. It gets worse every day. The younger ones, indeed, like I say, it's peer pressure. They need to belong. And violence, bloodshed is not seen as anything these days. That's a problem. So for those ones, now that peer pressure, we will need perhaps the parents, even the churches, and, you know, clear communities. That's the way to be, to let people know that all this is not what you should be. So the upbringing. What's it? People always love to quote the Bible, you know, train up the child the way he should grow, and when he grows up, he will not depart from it. Yeah, there might be pressure, but the person might always remember where he's coming from and what he was told, you know, from where he's coming from.
Now, how about a parent who doesn't know anything? There are parents like that.
That's the problem.
They're just having kids everywhere and
they cannot train them.
They don't even have the time. They're looking for money.
They're all hustling. So you see, the current situation we have nowadays, that is what has put us where we are. Back in the day, our parents had time for us. You know, even if your parents didn't have time for you, guess what? You were not just your parents and a child to your parents. Mm-hmm. The entire community, you were a child to the entire community. Uncles, aunties, neighbors, you know, everybody. That even, see, this uncle, that's those that's not basically related to you. But everyone had a say in what you did and how you grew up, you know, back then. Mm-hmm. So, you see, they had time for us then. Now, let me quickly ask you, that's it. Seems as if I'm putting you on the spot. But also, for us here, how much time do we have with our own kids now? So that's where the problem is. First of all, some parents themselves were not well brought up. So even if they could impact, they had the time, they can't impact anything good. But everybody now seems to be hustling, trying to make ends meet. Things are difficult. Things were better in the good old days, you know? So things are not good now. So we need to work extra hard. We need to hustle extra hard. So where's the time to spend time for family bonding? Where's the time to spend time, you know, to perhaps, you know, indeed teachers? How many parents now can tell me that they tell their children all the stories where their morals at the end? I was telling my son something and he was laughing. And I said, you see, these stories we listened to back then, when your grandmother, or even perhaps your mother, people will tell you stories. Yeah. They'll tell you what the tortoise did this, or perhaps, you know, even the cat did this. At the end of every story, there's a moral. When you're told to pick something, say, and the girl was now told to pick a calabash that would be goodies, and she picked the big one. When she was going, flies and so told her. You see, they're trying to tell you, you should be modest and pick the little one.
Yeah.
So how many people tell those stories now? I doubt if people do, but those days we're told stories.
There's social media.
Social media is peddling. So
they can't be listening to tales by moonlight.
Social media is not peddling values. That's the problem we have now. Social media is not peddling values. And parents now no longer have that time. We don't tell our kids the stories. We don't spend time bonding. Everyone is out hustling.
Yeah, but I think there can be time for the kids, actually. We are also very religious people, let's not forget.
True.
So we would have that few minutes we spend in the morning praying or in the night when we come together. But the problem is that sometimes the parents, they just sit down there and just read. Maybe if they are reading the Bible, they just read through something. They're not explaining anything to the kids. They're not using that time to actually ensure to get the kids to know what they're supposed to do from what they have heard. So they just read, and sometimes they're just throwing words at the kids.
Marking time. Basically, we have to do this. We have to do this.
Yeah.
It's the way even people read for exams these days, or rather perhaps people going to school. Oh, they say we should go to school. Oh, they say we should... When you read, are you actually learning? Are you actually imbibing anything? So also sometimes that little time that they may spend for the morning devotion and stuff, are they just doing it and saying it because we need to do it? Let it be that we did it.
Mm.
Or actually to pass across a message. That's that.
Yeah, because I remember growing up, morning devotion was like the best time of the day for me every single day.
Yeah, you enjoyed the stories and you actually learned something,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, you know, it was really a beautiful time. Well, let's look at what we have on WhatsApp. Someone here says a Yahoo boy and gang drive about an unregistered white Mercedes wagon car around Pipeline and Rumunduru Farm Road An elderly man, several reported him to the police, who now became his friends. So the ladies are often their victim. Eric sent us that one. Someone says, can you imagine that the transformer in my vicinity was robbed? Certain wires stolen inside. Now the area affected has contributed money to buy another wire. Beware of transformer wire thieves. He's texting from Okrika. Precisely, that's what he says. Another person says, good evening, Constance. Why stealing is more and rampant is because of no job. Because the River State government did not create job. And the existing ones... All right. So he says, what do you think will happen? Morgan from Port Harcourt.
Yeah, there are no jobs. But does that mean, you know, I rob you, you are struggling to make ends meet, then I go and, you know, come to put you in a bad situation or bad spot, not perhaps only just robbing you, and I now harm you. Now, see, there's no forgiveness for that, you know. That's... Just like things are hard for you, they're hard for others.
For every other person.
You know, so that's not... Then the case of the person who said supposedly Yahoo boys, you know, riding around in the vehicle unmarked, and the case reported to the police. Now, like I said, this is the system I'm talking about. Someone, they are reported, they should be investigated if something... But instead, when you now have people now tipping and now becoming, hey, our guy. Yeah. Like people have said previously, sometimes... Where you should be stopped and searched, really, to ensure that whatever it is perhaps you're carrying in there or in your vehicle, it's not illegal or you're not into something illegal. You just tip the men there at the checkpoint and you're allowed to go. So how does that help? How does that solve anything? When you know that basically all I have to do is friendly and nice. All I have to do is have something
just
and can
see
the guys, just have some money and you get away with it. So you see, that's where crime grows. When you stay in a place where you know that the tolerance for crime is at the lowest, people will not tolerate crime, that there's punishment, that there's, you know, actions that will follow if one commits a crime. Look, see, no one needs to tell you anything. You will rearrange. Your brain will set. Even if you're hungry, you're that hungry, you're not going to steal, because you know if I steal, I'm not taking us back into olden days where they say they chop off your hand if you steal. But when you know there are consequences, you will behave. When there are no consequences, you basically will do as you
please. Becomes a free for all.
Yes.
Everybody can just go ahead and run amok. Well, thank you so much, Carl.
Be my pleasure.
Carl to the rescue. Someone here says drug abuse has destroyed the society. Take it or leave it. That's another thing. Drug abuse.
In the absence of any other thing to do, most people are doing drugs now.
Crazy. All right. Thank you once again, Carl.